I mentioned that she's about 9 years old. And I want to correct myself, though. Not Angelica Hale now, but Celine Tam. T-A-M as in Mary. Tam. Celine Tam. As a child so young, sing so powerfully. Wow. I tell you. Okay. Looking at how we can help ourselves thrive, your parents with ADHD can help yourselves thrive as you help your children thrive. One of the things that you can talk about when you have this discussion with the family is to point out that ADHD is not some kind of weakness or flaw or sign that the child is bad. You want to make that clear to the entire family, especially to the child who has the ADHD. It does make them different from other children, but it doesn't make them bad. Similarly to many conditions, with the right support, ADHD does not need to impact a person's life negatively. Here's a good thing, too. Knowing that ADHD does not affect intelligence. Having ADHD does not mean that a child is not as smart as their classmates or siblings. When talking to older children, it can help to remind them that some of the greatest thinkers in modern history had ADHD. Can you recall at least two of them? Albert Einstein and Thomas Edison. They both had ADHD. Yes, and my guess is folks figured out what it was after the fact. But yes, it is said that they both had ADHD, and look what they did with their intelligence. Again, I want us to be studying our children to find out what is in them that can be brought out, that can be of great benefit to many and of great pleasure to them. Didn't you get the impression that Albert Einstein really enjoyed working the way he worked, making the mathematical discoveries that he made, etc.? Thomas Edison making all those discoveries that he embarked upon. Of course, I'm sure that there were times of frustration, but you're talking about people who spent their lives, their adult lives, doing these kinds of things. I'm sure they got some kind of pleasure out of it. It is important to let children who have ADHD know that they too can succeed in life. Provide them with positive role models of people with ADHD who've been successful. I mentioned two of them. Do your internet research. Find out some more. And if you can, try to discover people of various ethnicities. Just so that the children get the notion, hey, you know what? This isn't something that just hits people of this ethnicity or this race, and it hits both genders. But look what people have been able to accomplish from both genders, various ethnicities, and you may have to dig, because sometimes people aren't as quick to point out the accomplishments of some as they are of others. That's one of the things that I'm really liking about what's going on today. I've been able to bring to you great, great performances from children of various ethnicities, even today. I think that one of both of these girls, one of them may be of Asian descent, but deliberately throughout this series, I've been having us entertained by, inspired by children of various ethnicities. So as you talk about ADHD and succeeding, thriving, just so that your children just get a better vision of the world and what it means to succeed and thrive with ADHD, just throw in that extra, and try to get people of various ethnicities who have shown you can do this. But remember, role models, positive role models. They can be neighbors, they can be friends, other family members, maybe someone who works where you work, celebrities. It said that Will Smith has ADHD, or at least had it. Oh, by the way, speaking of having and had, what do you think about growing out of ADHD? Sometimes that does happen. In the meantime, know this, that more than 1 in 10 children have ADHD in the United States. Other sources suggest that it may be as high as 1 in 5 or 1 in 20%. Either way, kind of high, right? Having ADHD can feel isolating for a child, so it can help to reach out to groups that work with other children who also have ADHD. Summer camps and after-school programs tailored to children with ADHD are available in quite a few regions. These can be some very, very supportive environments because you're talking about professionals who are trained. They know what ADHD is about. They know what to look for. They know what to expect. They know how to respond. And hopefully they'll have even more patience because of that than most others have. Supportive environments that can help a child develop their social skills and combat those feelings of isolation. Right now, there's more social acceptance of ADHD than ever before, and support for parents and other caregivers is increasing. And I do want you to be encouraged by the fact that whether medical, psychological, or sociological, new ways of living with ADHD are constantly being tested, and so don't be surprised if you find that at some point there's even more available in helping us deal with ADHD and help our children who have it thrive. So, as a recap, in helping our children deal with ADHD, you want to make sure that you do what you can to keep life interesting, including exercises and other responsibilities, tasks that they participate in. You want to provide structure because that's very important. Remember to encourage your children to exercise. Have them practice good sleep hygiene, getting to bed on time, truly on time, as a matter of habit. Help them break larger tasks down into smaller, more manageable tasks so that they don't feel overwhelmed. Teach them to take time to think out loud about what they're thinking about doing and or saying so that they can slow themselves down enough to make a decision that maybe this is something I should not do if indeed that's the case. Keep distractions to a minimum. When it's feasible, remember to explain rather than command. Explain what you want them to do and why. Introduce wait time, which is similar to thinking out loud, but let them know, wait, think this through and determine whether or not it's really the right way to go. As the parent or the caregiver, you avoid being overwhelmed. Try to avoid using negative language. Remember, do not let the ADHD be in control. Remember, you're not trying to control everything, so pick your battles. Not every other person who will be in contact with your child will be familiar with ADHD or how to deal with it, so don't make the mistake of seeing other adults as the enemy. Keep working to modify behavior. Find specialist support when that's necessary. Take breaks, you and the child. Learn to stay calm. Be kind to yourself and remember to encourage your child that they can succeed. All right, up next, Ron Spry will be talking with us about what he does in his calling as a mentor to children.